We went to Lowndes County, Alabama, or Albany, Georgia. We would organize the Albany Movement, where we would bring in the leadership of that town, or create a leadership, and they would become the president, the finance person, and just have a staff, and they would be the people that we work for. And then we would organize our youth component, and they would be the shock troops and the troops that would take the orders to go to battle. And that we organized the Albany Movement, the Albany Youth Movement. In America, we organized the Sumter County Movement with grown leaders over it, and then we organized the Sumter County Youth Movement. And all across Alabama, all across the South, we organized youth movements. And everywhere we go, we brought organization to the people. We always left organization to the people, and we left leadership. We finally had thousands of people, thousands, coming out saying, let's demonstrate. And Martin King and the United States government gave injunction. President Johnson and them said, y'all niggas can't demonstrate. It's going to cause a war. It's going to cause too much tension. And that we don't want no demonstration. We pass injunction against the demonstration. And Martin King, nice, kind brother, I mean, one of the most beautiful, kind people you want to meet, he said, we agree. We can't. We have to obey the injunction. But SNCC folks, Jim Foreman, and all the leaders of SNCC said, hell no. We ain't in obeying no injunction. Ain't no cracker gonna tell us what to do. Ain't no president gonna tell us what to do. We gonna march. And so when Martin was in the church telling people that we should obey the injunction and we have to do what the government say, SNCC was outside saying, damn the government, damn America, damn the president, we gonna march. And you know whose mouth they used to put out there to do that? I was out there. We gonna march. Are you gonna let your mother stop you? No. Your daddy? No. What about your uncle? No. What about Uncle Tom preaching? No. We gonna march. They beat us down. They shot us. They ran horses over. We got a right to march. We're not going to obey no government. And thousands of people on the outside saying, march, march. Are you going to let Martin Luther King stop you? No. And people, march, march. And Martin King came out sweating. He said, march.